This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
And it is Free Talk Live. Kicking off the third hour here. Enough time for you. If you want to join us, we have plenty of it here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Coming up, another hypocritical politician caught doing the very thing she told people not to do. With you tonight.
Hip-hop, hypocrisy, hip-hop.
It's Ian.
Andy.
And nobody.
All right, we're going to go to your calls and thoughts. You're welcome to bring up whatever happens to be on your mind. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. Plus, AMC theaters may be closing permanently coming up in 2021. It's been a tough year for the theater business, and it's not looking good.
Well, I mean, that actually I think would kind of be a good thing. Because the
less programming,
you know. Well, the studios
less programming
are. it's the studio system that keeps the monopoly on making movies in Hollywood when there's really no rational reason.
Yeah, but now they can deliver it through Netflix, and so that's not going to kill the movie industry.
No.
they're too powerful.
Well, I think it will take away one of the things that makes the major motion picture studios different from the other cartels.
So I'm happy to get into it. It's an interesting discussion, nobody, but let's go first to Pat in Michigan. He's on the line with us here. Pat, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening.
Hey, Pat, go ahead.
Was it you that was saying you grew up in Ann Arbor?
I grew up in Ann Arbor.
That's nobody.
Nobody did.
Nobody grew up in Ann Arbor.
Yes, I did.
Nobody? When Bob Seger was still playing free concerts, I seen him doing free concerts in Ann Arbor. I grew up in his
family. Oh, nice. He and I had the same fourth grade teacher, Mrs. Olson.
Huh.
I probably got a couple of decades on y'all, but anyway, my thought was history repeats itself, and the devil
sure
has showed his ass again.
Yeah, you're
well,
sure
those
right.
who do not
you're
study
right.
history are doomed to repeat it.
Yep.
And those who do study history are doomed to stand by helplessly while everybody else repeats it anyways because they're outnumbered.
Yep.
Well, that's why we have to keep our shot and powder.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I've compared being a libertarian to Cassandra.
Sulfur, charcoal, and saltpeter is all it takes.
I think he's just giving us some sort of a prescription for making something dangerous.
Gunpowder. No, not dangerous.
Okay.
Something life-saving.
There you go.
All right,
I'm sorry,
anyway,
what was that again? Sulfur, saltpeter, and carbon?
My thought was here, boys, is as I told you, the devil showed his ass again. And this reminds me of the Battle of the Bulge. Thinking red like a monkey. No, that's a baboon's ass.
Yes.
Anyway,
you were saying, sorry.
Yeah. In the Battle of the Bulge, it was like a year and a half after the invasion. Hitler finally went on the offensive through the Ardennes. And he showed his ass. He came out. He was finally able to be cut off and surrounded his own self. And he took all his, you know, this was his last breath. This was the last gas for Germany. The devil showed his ass. And right now we have the same thing going on here in America with all these politicians. Everybody can finally see just how much dirt, how deep, how nasty and funky the swamp is.
Yeah.
The devil is showing.
Can everybody see it? I mean, I get what you're saying, that
they should be able to. They should be able to see it.
It's a politician, dude. How could it be? It's horrifying.
Oh.
It's probably the pimpliest one you've ever seen.
Look, my grandfather was the Secretary of State of Michigan, and he was actually an honorable man. Okay? My grandfather before him on the other side of the family, he got the Congressional Medal of Honor in the Spanish-American War. My stepfather got a Congressional Medal of Honor from Vietnam. All right? You got to have some ass, are you going to lose your style?
That's what I'm saying. I got to have some ass.
Yeah. Nobody's getting any ass.
Somebody
right
send
now.
Me some ass.
Nobody's getting.
No, we can't. I have been off the grid for 15 years. I own
good on you,
almost
except for your telephone.
14 acres, right? I mean, I do what I can to sustain myself. I've been working under the table most of my damn life. My Social Security check probably be $300. I am.
I bet you're looking forward to that.
I am the old dog. And I will bark at the moon and howl like hell.
Oh, well, there. You're
you
should have
known better.
The something I can't say out of me.
You should have known better.
Should have known better.
I missed it. Was it an S?
Was it yeah, that was the S bomb. 855-450 free. But you know, you can
it's
say
it's hard
ass,
when
guess,
you get going.
I know.
You can say ass a lot.
Honestly, it doesn't really make much sense. Cause, like,
I don't know. Maybe
the
you can't
devil's
say that.
Ass.
I don't know. I don't know. 855-450.
That's for sure.
Free. That's 855-450-3733. You can, of course, bring up anything that you want.
Why was he doing that? Was it a sign of defiance like Braveheart?
I don't know. I didn't really get it.
I didn't get it either.
Yeah, I think he was just basically
it was
saying
very
that,
anatomical.
That we really need to just push back. You know, he was using the word a few too many times. But
yeah, see, I didn't know what he meant.
Yeah.
I didn't know what he meant.
Yeah, I wasn't fully
I would. I would. I wish you could have vagued that up for me a little bit
yeah.
So I could have known what it means when the devil shows his, you know, what have you.
Toll free number 855-450 free. So AMC Theaters, the world's largest cinema chain, has issued a sobering warning as the coronavirus pandemic stretches into winter. We're running out of money. In an SEC filing Friday, the struggling movie
Penn
theater
Moore.
Company warned its... Well, they can't. They're a movie theater company. It warned its resources may be drained as early as next month. Quote, in the absence of additional liquidity, the company anticipates that existing cash resources will be depleted during January of 2021. They said
Let them go.
They said that it has completed a debt offering of $100 million from an investment firm. AMC's already deferred more than... Why would anyone invest in AMC theaters or any theater company at this point? They've already...
Children
deferred more than $400 million of rent obligations to 2021, yet the cinema circuit estimates that it will require at least $750 million of additional liquidity to just stay afloat amid a spike in coronavirus cases. Mounting to its challenges, AMC says...
What spike in coronavirus cases? There's been a smoke and spike in people getting shot in the head and diagnosed as having died of corona.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, the movie theater business in large markets like Los Angeles and New York has been closed completely. They have been able to reopen their theaters in other markets, but New York and L.A. are two of, obviously, the largest markets in the country, and if they can't show movies there, then that hurts them. And further, in the markets where they are opened, they're seeing very few people come back to the theaters because people believe this crap, and they're afraid.
Well, the people who watch movies do.
Yeah, well, that's most people.
You know,
I mean, most people
but
believe
it's,
that.
It's ironic because it's the people who haven't been, who aren't down with their whole dumbed down culture who are like, yeah, I don't believe about the COVID, but not going to a movie theater.
My friend's mom is, she has a 13-year-old boy. He went on the first date he's ever gone on to a movie theater in Gardner, Mass. And, like, they can't even hold hands. His little cute date has to wear a mask. Like, imagine being 13 years old and your first date, like, you have to sit 3 seats away from each other. You can't even hold hands with the poor girl, and you can't even see
her
face.
I mean, this is insane.
The nice thing about
that is
it gives her a strong incentive to slip off somewhere with you where nobody can see you. and once you get there, you know.
You know, like, just think about what that's doing psychologically to these children.
Good.
Like, that that really messes me up just thinking about that. Like,
yeah.
He's a really sweet kid. Like, you know, it's like his first date ever.
And so where does this...
It's probably not worse than living amongst the Amish.
Well,
I mean, not that I want to go live amongst the Amish.
I'll take the Amish over this
well,
world.
Anyway. Yeah, I bet you the Amish aren't wearing masks.
No, there was a great meme this year.
They're not scared of nothing.
There was
they don't even use the American Medical Association.
There was a great meme this year. It was two Amish guys like, why do you think we don't have COVID-19? And the guy was like, well, we don't have TVs. And there were two Amish guys. Why do you think we haven't been affected?
855-450-3733.
Kill your television set.
855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Divi's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divi's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DiviProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DiviProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DiviProject.org. DIVIProject.org. Freedom! Freedom is the call of the untamed Scotsman and all others that want to feel the wind under their kilts.
At Free Talk Live, we love the breezy swinging feeling that only a kilt from Sport Kilt can give.
We teamed up with Sport Kilt to let you experience their form of freedom. At a discount, go to kilts.freetalklive.com and see a picture of Richie and me in our kilts.
And then head over to sportkilt.com. Get some stylish freedom for yourself and use code FTL for a 10% discount. Sportkilt.com.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fallen land, sea, air, and the astral plane struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BainBooks.com.
Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. Go there now, click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find a cornucopia of information, neatly organized for your needs. If you're a knowledgeable crypto user, check out news.bitcoin.com where you can get the latest headlines. Bitcoin.com is your source for buying cryptocurrency, getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all on a slick and easy-to-use website, all put together by the best minds in the business to teach you about cryptocurrency. Bitcoin.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! This is is Free Talk Live, the toll-free number if you want to join us here. It's 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, we've got our Matrix chat server where you can go and interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. They are there. A lot of them are there 24 hours a day. I mean, not 24 hours a day, but there's different people there 24 hours. You can go there and enjoy that over at chat.lrn.fm. You'll get step-by-step instructions on how to sign up for the server. And it's also a way for you to call into the show beyond our normal toll-free lines. You'll actually sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio if you call us through the Matrix server. Go to chat.lrn.fm. And AnyPay 2.0 is here, and cryptocurrency payments are now faster than ever. If you're using Edge Wallet, Hand Cash, Bitcoin.com's wallet, or Dash Wallet, your experience should be smooth. But some wallets, they're just not ready for this impressive new technology. And the programmers of these other wallets, like Coinomi and Exodus, RelayX, Bread Wallet, the programmers need to hear from you. If you are one of their, if you're one of those wallet users and you want payments to actually work very well with those wallets, then you should reach out to them. And there's a way to do that easily over at AnyPayInc.com/upgrade. AnyPayInc.com/upgrade. AnyPay will give you a heads up on, you know, what this situation is, why some wallets work great and other wallets don't work at all with the AnyPay 2.0, and then they will instruct you on how to reach out and talk to the programmers at the other wallets and get them on board. Go to AnyPayInc.com/upgrade. As we continue here, it's Ian, Andy, and nobody in the studio. Let's go to Brian. He's in Kentucky listening to WOMI. Go ahead, Brian. Brian in Kentucky, are you with us?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Hey. Hold on a second.
Okay, hold we got on. Nothing but time. We'll just wait.
Hold on one second.
Mm-hmm.
Can you hear me?
Oh, there he is. Yeah, yes, Brian, we hear you.
Okay, hold on. Okay.
Oh,
okay.
You got to turn down that radio or it's going to get real confusing.
Nope, I did.
Okay, good.
Here's my thing. With the Pfizer vaccine, it says it has to be at minus 70 degrees, right?
Ridiculous
That's crazy.
Thing. Another ridiculous thing.
Right. Now,
well, they saw it before they put it in your
freezer,
body.
A regular house freezer only goes to negative 20. Now, a reefer semi-trailer goes to negative 150.
Mm-hmm.
So these pictures that they're showing that they're putting these vials in are like regular freezers that you would have in your garage or something.
Really?
How is it that they quickly built them so fast? Was there somebody working with them, knowing that this was going to happen?
Operation Warp Speed. The military's been involved since day one.
I thought they called it that because McCoy could always invent a vaccine in an hour.
Right. Another thing that I've always wondered, if this is such a deadly virus, why are we disposing masks in regular trash cans? Why aren't we disposing them in biohazard bags?
Oh, because they're safe from the virus. The virus will go right through them. It won't even think to land on them.
And did you know this? Did you hear about this in the news just last week? One of the generals in the army said that the military personnel will be exempt from the vaccine.
I did see that coming out of the Pentagon, actually.
Really?
So,
yep. The Pentagon.
Interesting.
The people they use as guinea pigs all this time. Remember what happened with the anthrax vaccine?
Then again, they're going to have a hard time subjugating us without them.
Yeah, that's true. That's what I was thinking about too. Maybe they'll wait to give them the vaccine after they've done their job and totally just locked us down. I feel a real strict lockdown coming, like one that, you know, we're never the likes of what we've never seen. Martial law. We have Trump supporters calling for martial law.
We'll be okay.
You seen this? Alex Jones, Trump supporters, all these people openly calling for martial law. How did Alex Jones go from 1776 to please give us martial law?
He's talking both of those things right now. He's out in the streets talking 1776, this and that, and then also advocating for martial law.
How does that work exactly?
Well, basically, he wants either Trump giving martial law
Or
he wants to be out fighting against the other possible government.
Brian, go ahead.
So, well, those are just my two biggest concerns. And also, I'm from Iowa. I just moved to Kentucky. But the Amish up there have not been wearing masks at all.
That's what I mean. That's why that meme. That's why that. Oh, I might have said it off air, but one of the best memes of the year was these two.
It was on air.
Oh,
it
was on air, but there were two Amish guys, and one said, "Why do you think we haven't been affected by COVID-19?" And the other guy's looking. You know, he goes, "Well, do you think it's because we don't watch TV?"
Right. The media.
Yeah, yep. it's unbelievable. Yep. I mean, it's so true.
It just blows my mind about this whole thing. I've been going to the gym since late May and have
when are you
no going to
get there?
Oh, no. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It just totally blows my mind about
well, what's it like thing. At the gym? What were you going to say about going to the gym?
Oh, I'm talking to people face to face, no mask on, no nothing. We're just hanging out.
That's how I talk,
like
too.
Normal things, you know. And then another thing that really irritates me is that, so I was talking to one of my buddies, and we were, like, I don't know, like maybe 2-3 feet apart. And I was watching my time, and I said, oh, 15 minutes is up. We need to step back 6 feet, then we can come together. And he says, what's that for? And I said, well, the CDC says that we can talk to each other two feet away from each other for 15 minutes, and then we got to split up and then come back in.
It sounds like the world's slowest and most tedious square dance.
Do you think if this was real that we would really be arguing over it? I mean,
if there were a real pandemic going on, people would be scared to death.
Well, and another thing too is if let's look at all the things that are going on right now. Let's see, AIDS is still around. That's still considered a pandemic. There's no cure for it.
Hey, but they got this stuff knocked out in 6 months. Maybe they'll take another look at AIDS.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And I also said to one of my friends, I said, you know what? COVID's the ultimate cure for everything. He said, what do you mean? I said, COVID has cured cancer, has cured heart disease, lung disease. It has cured
the
everything.
The science is settled.
The flu. The flu. Right.
Killed
the flu doesn't exist anymore.
There ain't no flu. The science is settled.
Nothing. Nothing exists anymore except for COVID. That's
settled science.
Yeah. Hey, yep. Brian, thanks for calling, man.
Thanks, Brian.
I appreciate hearing from you. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. Let's talk to Robert. He's in Vermont. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, Robert.
Hey.
Hey, was listening to the radio this morning in the station that's somewhere close near to you guys, and the governor of New Hampshire has been coming on. He's been coming on weekly and doing COVID-19 updates and stuff.
Oh, and it's 93.7 in Massachusetts because it's Greg Hill. Do you remember Greg Hill? He did the WAF show.
You're talking about Massachusetts stuff, man.
Okay, so, anyways, I think that's what you're talking
about.
It's
out of our jurisdiction. We're free kids.
Because Governor Charlie Baker, has been such a despot and such a communist throughout this whole thing. He was one of the first to announce contact tracing. Mm-hmm. He literally walked back all these reopenings. He's been such a tyrant. And I believe this Massachusetts radio station has been having Sununu on that station, because they were like, Sununu was doing the drive-in movie theaters up here, and in Massachusetts,
so
he was like, oh, that sounds amazing.
Sound
He's like, that sounds amazing, and they were like literally framing and praising this New Hampshire governor.
Stand by, Robert. Yeah. I want to bring you back here in just a moment here. I'm not sure what Robert is driving at, besides that Sununu's just constantly propagandizing.
Oh, and he is.
And getting propped up.
Yeah, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. You can join us. It's Free Talk Live.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Every year, over 1 million fires burn in America. Fortunately, firefighters are on the job, saving life and property, and you can be a part of it. 7 out of 10 firefighters and emergency responders are volunteers. There's no typical firefighter. Anyone can volunteer to serve their community. Volunteering as a first responder is really about having the heart and drive to make a difference where it's needed most. Your community needs you. Are you ready to answer the call? Learn more and find local volunteer opportunities at makemeafirefighter.org.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democrats and Republicans are on the verge of striking a long-overdue coronavirus relief deal after months of gridlock and finger-pointing by both sides. As far as what's in the bill, another round of stimulus checks in the range of $600 to $700, expanded unemployment benefits, and more money for small businesses in the PPP program. Nearly 900,000 workers applied for first-time jobless benefits in a second week of increases. Stephen Moore with the Heritage Foundation says the uptick is not good news.
It's heartbreaking because we had the best recovery going on in the history of the United States, getting the unemployment rate down so rapidly, very, very rapid growth. We had the 33% growth in the third quarter. We were growing at a really rapid pace until about the start of December.
Moore speaking on Fox and Friends. This is USA Radio News. Vice President Mike Pence hitting the road, making a sales pitch for two Republican senators who are trying to keep their seats in Georgia. Speaking in Columbus, Georgia, the vice president says,
"With confidence in these two great senators, let's go get it done, Georgia. Let's send Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue back to Washington, D.C.
New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is urging Americans to mask up amid the ongoing coronavirus pandemic.
You know, lying in isolation in ICU for 7 days, I thought about how wrong I was to remove my mask at the White House.
Christie launching a national TV campaign, appearing in 30-second spots the next 2 months across the country, detailing some of his life-threatening battle with COVID-19. As far as who his message is for, Christie says,
it's for all those people who refuse to wear a mask.
Christie, a Republican and longtime ally of President Trump. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, dial in toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, you can call in through our Matrix chat server at chat.lrn.fm, where you can go to get the steps to get connected there. Here in the studio, it's Ian.
Andy.
And nobody.
And also, don't forget to visit online over at freetalklive.com, where we have a bunch of features, including the email list, which you can sign up for. It gets you updates from time to time when I feel like sending them out to let you know what's going on with Free Talk Live. You can find the sign-up box on pretty much any page of the site down toward the bottom at freetalklive.com. As we continue here, back with Robert in Vermont. Robert, you were pointing out that the New Hampshire governor, Chris Sununu, has been making appearances on local talk radio shows around the state to basically pimp out his COVID crackdown nonsense and try to normalize it. Is that what's going on?
Exactly, and it's been going on for a while now, and something that the governor said this morning that I thought was really disturbing, that really people needed to know, needed to hear this. And that is that he was asked right outright if he was going to take the vaccine. He said he wasn't going to.
Really?
He said he was going to let others,
of course,
you know, that are more important.
Oh, so that, generous.
That's the card they're playing.
Yeah, I'm
even,
do the same
even
thing.
Even the Pfizer CEO has said that.
Uh-huh.
Even the
exactly.
Pfizer's own CEO said, I'm not going to jump the line.
Right.
Because I'm so considerate.
Right. Yeah.
And I would, I, as you know, Ian, you've known me a long time, and I'm diabetic, so I have a compromised immune system in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
So I would tell people, if you have lupus or, you know, any one of those diseases that, you know, they don't know what's in this vaccine. They don't know what the unintended consequences could be if you take the vaccine.
Oh, they know. They know.
We don't
right,
know.
But I mean, I've specifically asked, what's in this vaccine? And I can't get a straightforward answer from no one.
Yeah, they're not
going to
tell you.
Have you ever read the insert on a vaccine package?
Oh, my God, it's awful.
That's, yeah.
You grab yourself an insert on this stuff and read it. I'll bet it'll curl your hair.
Yeah, it sure does.
It'll either make what you got left grow fall out, or it'll make the rest grow back in. One or the other.
You know that the FDA has actually said on their own website that a side effect of this can be death? It's literally from the FDA. Six people are dead from
That's
the trial.
People died.
Yeah, exactly. But you can tell normal people that, and they're just,
So the next time that you would count the governor of New Hampshire, Prince Sununu, call him out for that.
I'm going to call that radio station.
Yeah, it's harder than ever to encounter him, though, because he hides in his house.
Sununu goes to great lengths not to encounter me. I ran against him, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people think we'd be a lot better off with nobody in the state house.
Robert, thank you for your call tonight. Appreciate it, as always. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. However, even though you can't confront Sununu directly, you still can call in to talk radio shows. So the very same shows that Sununu is on, sometimes they may actually take phone calls, in which case you could call and confront him on the air.
Or you can go chill out in front of his house. That's fun. We do that every week.
You can, but the point I was trying to make, nobody, is that if you want other people to hear you, then you can call those talk shows you can counter the things that he's, whether he's on the air or not, you can call after that, because sometimes they'll put him on, but they won't take calls because they don't want that to happen.
Right.
But after the fact, they might open up the phones, in which case then you can call in and let your perspective be known.
You know, you'd think if he thought he was doing the right thing, he would at least, talk to people who disagreed with him.
Yeah, he doesn't want to do that. Doesn't want to answer.
Maybe I'll go back and listen to his latest, appearance, and then call in tomorrow.
Sure.
And
why
just
not?
let it rip on there, because I mean,
I don't say the S word.
Yeah, exactly.
Not say it.
I'm kind of used to it by now. I'm like three full shows almost without getting dumped.
It's just the first one.
Have you got it?
Yeah.
Oh, you did. Yeah, that's right.
I made it 2 hours and 41 minutes.
All right, let's go to Dan.
I get dumped every few weeks.
Dan is in Nebraska. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Thank you, Ian. And I wanted to get in on this whole vaccine thing you guys were just talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And here's with as far as people wanting to not take the vaccine goes, I have a few problems with this. The first one is over the course of my life, and I mean, given I'm only 22, I've heard a lot of things about vaccines that keep being false, like that they give you autism or that the mercury in them used to poison people or whatever. And I could
point you to some information that refutes that.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, how do you know that it's false that vaccines give people autism?
There's CDC whistleblowers talking about correlations between MMR vaccines and autism. Dr. William Thompson, you can look it up. I mean, there are studies that show, I mean, autism basically was non-existent back in, 30 years ago. It was 1 in 30,000. Now it's 1 in 48.
Of course, a lot of things have changed since then.
There's a lot of things going on there. I mean,
correlation doesn't mean causation.
Sure.
No,
but we presented many arguments and many facts and information backed up with documents on the show that, show that vaccines do harm people. We just talked about earlier in the show, the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program has paid out over $4 billion in damages. So you can't say vaccines don't hurt people. It has to be our choice, because you led with the one problem I have with people who are refusing to take the vaccine. So you're basically coming from a position, and correct me if I'm wrong, that you were sort of insinuating that you have a problem with people who aren't going to take it. Is that correct?
I do, actually.
Yeah, see, that's
and
where...
Here's... Look.
See, the problem there...
No, let it express yourself, and then we'll...
As far as... Here's my opinion on, like, the as far as the result goes is, if you don't want to take it, I guess I'm going to have to say that's fine. But what my problem, I guess, is that I can't not see this running into a point where we're going to still have a part of the population that COVID is going to be circulating around in, and that we're going to have to keep opening things back up because we have to open things back up now that we have the vaccine. And so there's going to be...
Well, they're not going to. That's what we need you to understand. Vaccine or no vaccine, they're not going to open it back up.
We've got a population where the flu is circulating. We've got a population where AIDS is circulating.
Can't hide from these things.
So why does one more disease make a difference? Syphilis, gonorrhea, tuberculosis.
Killed a million and a half people last year.
Okay, jinx.
Killed a million and a half.
We were channeling each other there.
Yeah, but
nobody worries about tuberculosis.
Yeah,
they don't think about it.
A million and a half people died last year. I mean,
yeah, that's like six COVID.
There was no mandatory vaccine or
so
mandatory
isolation. So what I don't understand is why
that.
Does everybody have their panties in a bunch over this one? Especially since the statistics are so questionable. Did you know that they're putting COVID on the death certificates of people who were shot?
We just covered that on the show tonight.
It's true. I'm guessing
well,
he's not a regular listener.
You mentioned are not as easily spreadable to other people as COVID.
That's not true. You don't even know.
What are you talking about?
The flu
is incredibly transmittable.
Okay, well, somebody said AIDS and somebody said tuberculosis, and those things
are
spreadable.
Well, AIDS is pretty transmissible.
We're talking about deaths here, and we know they're manipulating the numbers, like, ridiculously. And they're using PCR tests to determine these positive cases, which most of them are asymptomatic. PCR tests that the inventor of such tests actually said they're not to be used to diagnose infection. Dr. Carrie Mullis, you can please look this up.
But my answer as to how to solve the real problem is you people who are scared, you need to take a few states. And the rest of us who aren't scared
need to take
some different steps, and we can just separate.
Tuberculosis,
you don't
want to
live around me, and I don't want to live around you.
According to the internet, the CDC, tuberculosis is spread through the air, dude.
What's the difference?
I don't know if they've proven that COVID is. Have they proven COVID spread through
the
air?
No, they haven't even purified or isolated it yet.
TB is spread through the air, Dan. I mean, so, like, that's more dangerous, right? Why don't you just hide all the time constantly?
Just hide in your house.
Hang on. We'll bring you back here.
I want to catch a doctor.
Because we don't get people calling in like Dan very often here. So I'm going to give him a chance to come back. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's fear world, people. What are you going to do?
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Moments remain. Maybe enough time for you. If you call in now, we can try to get you in. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Also, coming up in the summer of 2021, which will be here before you know it, 6 months away now at this point, there's going to be ForkFest 2021. It will be the fifth annual ForkFest. That is a decentralized libertarian camping festival, and decentralized meaning that there's no one who's in charge of it. There's not a board of directors. There's not an organizer. It's just maybe a few hundred folks, maybe a couple of hundred. We don't know how many people are going to show up. Hanging out at the same campground, people who are libertarian, voluntarist, anarchist, however they describe themselves. If you love the ideas of liberty, you're going to love being at ForkFest. And
people hanging out together.
Yeah.
Wow.
Without masks on.
Not it's afraid of each other.
And yeah. Maybe I can't some with. It. I don't know.
Almost no one
there
had.
There were a couple of guys.
Yeah. I don't know. Were there at ForkFest? There was a couple at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. I don't know.
Well,
how many
that
of them
went
on
all through ForkFest. It was ForkFest from beginning
it
to end.
It depends
too.
Who you ask. Yeah, some people believe that ForkFest is just the week that comes after the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Other people believe that it includes the Porcupine Freedom Festival. So
well, the
who
people
ask.
Who believe that it is going on during the Porcupine Freedom Festival, mm-hmm. if they're there, it's going on, right? So
that's true. That's true.
It, you know, it's just an idea. It's like right. Tinkerbell or a trespassing order. It only exists if you believe.
But my
in
point
it.
Was, I don't know if any
or COVID.
But what I'm saying is, I don't know if any of the people who were masked were actually there for ForkFest.
Oh,
were
okay.
They there for the Porcupine Freedom.
Yeah, I don't know. The only one I remember was specifically was the David Krause.
Yeah, former Keene liberty activist who is no longer a liberty activist and left Keene, and actually he's one of those ones who flipped. He flipped to a total leftist
or near total leftist.
He did go very left.
Yeah, after he left Keene. Let's go back to Dan in Nebraska. You're back on Free Talk Live. Did you have a question for Dan about where he is right now, Andy?
Yeah, Dan, I was just wondering, are you at a indoctrination camp somewhere in Nebraska? Is that why you're so scared of life? I mean... I just can't understand how you think in any way that you have any right to be upset about the fact that we won't take an extremely rushed experimental vaccine funded by Bill Gates, who has openly said that he has plans to depopulate the Earth and with new vaccines and health care.
That was a long question.
Yeah, okay, sorry, it was
a
long
question. It's true, sometimes the question gets
longer. Basically, where are you that you're so afraid? Who is sending you messages to be so afraid? I mean, the three of us, we've been in community.
We're not still asking it.
Still asking it. Long question. Where are you?
Where
are you, Dan? Why are you so afraid?
Well, I'll tell you this. I am in Omaha right now, which is, I mean... But in Nebraska, not North Dakota, South Dakota, Iowa, these are places where the virus is blowing up right now.
Case numbers are blowing up, Dan.
The case numbers
are blowing
up.
That doesn't equal cases. You know, a positive test doesn't equal cases.
The hospitals in Omaha are completely full.
Okay, well, that's anecdotal. There's no evidence for that.
Is that true? Is there...
Nebraska.
Just because you heard that on the TV doesn't make it true.
Isn't it true that ICUs are almost always nearly full anyway,
yes, of course.
Anytime?
There you go.
They're advertising.
Great point.
Right. The hospitals aren't full. Mm-hmm. I have not heard that claim anywhere.
Great.
The claim they're making is that the ICUs are full.
All over.
The claim is that the ICUs are full, dude. They wouldn't even take Daryl Perry. Hold on. Daryl Perry, former co-host here on Free Talk Live. He had a stroke recently, and he did go to the hospital, but they told him that because they're busy with COVID, they can't give him his heart surgery that he needs to have, even though, you know, they had the room to take him in into the emergency room or whatever and, like, assess him or whatever, but they said that because it's an elective procedure,
yeah, of course,
he's got a hole in his heart,
yeah,
and they're telling him that it's an elective procedure.
Beautiful.
And that he needs to wait.
Beautiful.
Before he goes in. Not because they're too busy.
How many thousands of people can't get cancer treatment or cancer checkups, you know, because of COVID? Yeah. It's ridiculous, Dan.
Well, that would be remedied by having less people getting it, which could be done by social distancing.
Oh, my God, Dan. There's no science behind distancing. There is no science behind it.
What do you mean there's no science behind it?
Behind distancing?
Why do you think that other countries are doing so much worse than America? Or so much better than America?
That doesn't mean anything to me.
It's because we have had no good response in a lot of places. And because people move a lot from one place to another in this country, it spreads all over in spite of the places that try to do the coordination, try to keep it all together well.
Dan, if vaccines and masks actually worked, why are the cases going up? Or if lockdowns and isolation and masks worked, everybody and their mother is wearing a mask and staying away from people. There are very few people that are actually gathering. Why is a BLM event fine and a freedom rally is a super spreader event?
People are
none of it makes any
COVID.
Sense.
That's a red herring. That has nothing to do with
red herring.
People
You're
have
just
been,
repeating the mainstream narrative.
Dan, people have gotten COVID even though they've been staying in their homes. People have
Absolutely.
Gotten COVID even though they've been jumping through all these arbitrary hoops that have been put up. And when you looked at what I saw was Tom Woods was putting a presentation on, you know, he had like slides with graphs of the COVID infection rates in different European countries, since you cited Europe, Dan, or other parts of the world where they've purportedly had more stringent restrictions. And what he found out was that there was no relationship to when the mandates went in place and what the COVID did. Like, there was no consistency whatsoever to it. So it really didn't seem to matter at all.
So do you think everything that all these countries have done and the results they've gotten have just been random? Like, it's just been random that some countries have gotten luckier than others, but nothing they've done has been affecting it?
Pretty much, yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah, because, I mean, go look at the numbers.
Sure, things have effects. The thing is, what it tells us is that none of these countries know what's going to have one effect. None of them understand what's going on, and none of them are going to be able to give you any advice that means anything more than anybody else's advice. Well, my advice is don't scare yourself to death.
Yeah.
Get out there and get some sunshine. Get some exercise.
You know,
get
honestly,
some proper thoughts in your head, Dan.
Well, you know, here's the other thing. You mentioned these other countries, but actually there's been more pushback in a lot of these other countries. Like, there have been massive protests. Right.
A million and a half people in Germany in the streets.
Yeah.
With no masks on, yeah. Saying, and there's doctors everywhere, Dan, saying that this is a complete fraud from stem to stern, and they're being censored and attacked, and some are even ending up dead.
Yeah, we had two doctors at a local meetup here. We had a cryptocurrency meetup 2 weeks ago. Two doctors, one from Vermont, one from Massachusetts, came up here, and they were just astounded at how ridiculous all of the stuff has been. You know, from
you don't hear from them on the mainstream media. Nope. Dan's not repeating their story, is he?
I don't think that it should have had to. I think that we could have avoided it having to be this bad of a quarantine.
Oh, if we just locked ourselves in our homes for a little longer and didn't leave, is that it, Dan?
If we what, Dan?
See, we got the worst of both worlds, because basically what happened is at first we didn't have a good enough lockdown to actually stop it from spreading, and we didn't, but we shut down just enough to, you know, obviously like put the economy in a lot of jeopardy. So I wish that earlier we could have just done it harder. Quicker.
So you want to do it harder and quicker.
You want to take away more people's rights.
What does that mean for you? Does that mean prison? Does that mean execution?
You don't think that it would have been worth it if it meant we could have been in a way better place by now?
No, it's never worth it to take away people's freedoms. We are not in a better place right now, and we wouldn't have been in a better place if they were doing the things that you were saying. You want it harder and faster. Are you saying you want to execute people who don't do what you say?
No, I was saying that if we did it, if we had a more stringent lockdown from like...
Now tell me what you mean by that. More stringent how?
Yeah.
What do you want to see?
Because
everybody...
I want to get an answer to the question. What do you want to see?
Well, I guess like... It's kind of hard for me to articulate right now, I guess, now that I'm being put on the spot.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Well, stringent
usually means like more punishments, right? So you want to see people punished,
yeah,
more fine, right?
I would say so. That I would agree. I would agree with that.
Yeah. You want to see people go to prison?
I don't want to see people going to prison. I guess.
No. What do you think the government's going to do to them?
But you just want them to lose their business.
Well, that's happening anyway. He says he wants something more stringent than what's
losing your business. More strict than losing your business.
More stringent than what's happened. So you don't want them to go to prison, but what else would you want them to do to these people, the government?
I mean, it's kind of hard to say because, first off, we've had to let people out of prisons because the prisons have been so full of people spreading COVID.
Well, let's lock them up for breaking COVID rules.
Look, if you want more stringent...
I'm not going to try to not help the problem by just like moving people where they're still going to get COVID anyway, like a prison.
You have no idea.
You might want to have some actual solutions before you start trying to force them on unwilling others.
Yeah.
How about you
just leave people alone? And for the rest of you are as afraid as Dan is, you can just stay in your homes, stay in your little dorm rooms, and stay away from as many people as you can. That is your freedom. Stop trying to infringe on the rest of ours. We'll see you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com.
Sounds and mounds of fur. Our hairballs have hairballs.
Marquette Mama, she's 10 years old. She has dandruff and an oily coat.
I have two cats, Zippy and Daisy. Daisy sheds like crazy.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
DINOVITE.com. I just tried this wonderful, catalicious Dynavite for cats, and my cat has been on it for 2 weeks. She is not scratching anymore. She's not chewing anymore. It is just the best.
I was thrilled when I heard Dynavite for cats was coming out because I've seen the changes in my dog. To introduce my cat to Dynavite, I took the advice from Dynavite and put their food on top of just a scoop in the bowl just to get them used to it, because I know if I even switch one little thing, they put their nose up to it. There was not one problem.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your cat will be.
DINOVITE.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So, this is
the product, we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals. And they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.